Masechet Baba Batra, Perek He, Mishnah Tet. Here we'll talk about a case where a barrel of oil was broken during the sale. We'll talk about a situation where a man sent his son to go purchase oil and he had a coin in his hand. Mishnah says, Hasholeach et beno etel henvani upundeyon beyadov. Somebody sends his young son to a shopkeeper to purchase oil, and he sends him with a pundion, which is a coin worth 2 isarin, and he also has an empty jug in his hand in order to collect the oil. So the person here, he wanted to buy a jug full of oil with 1 isar, and then he wanted to receive change of another isar in return. So the oil cost 1 isar, and he was expecting an isar of change back. So the son arrives at the store. He gives that pundion to the shopkeeper, and he hands him the jug as well. Umadadlo isar shemen. What the shopkeeper did at that point, he took the jug from the boy, and he used it to measure oil for a different customer. He used it, you know what, I know this is a certain amount in this jug, let me use it, and I'll pour it over to another customer. And then he measured out a certain amount of oil for the boy, and he gave it, he put it in that jug. Venatan lo ita isar, and he gave him that filled up jug of oil, and then he also handed him the change of 1 isar. Shabar ta silohit v'ibed ta isar. The young boy on the way home, he fell, he broke that jug of oil, and then he also lost the coin as well. So who is obligated in this case? Henvani hayav. The halakha is the shopkeeper here is liable to pay for the oil, the isar, and the jug as well. He has to pay for the oil and for the isar because he shouldn't have sent it back with the child. The implied understanding between the father and the shopkeeper should have been, I'm sending my son with this money to you to purchase the jug of oil. I don't want you to give him back the jug of oil. I want you to have it delivered with the isar of change by a responsible adult. By a responsible adult. So therefore, the oil and the isar are the responsibility of the shopkeeper. The jug is his responsibility as well. Even though the jug shouldn't be his responsibility because the father sent it with the young boy, it becomes his responsibility because he used it in a negligent way. He used it for his own purposes. He wasn't allowed to do that. So therefore, he has now taken responsibility for it, and he would be obligated until it gets back to the father, and therefore it broke over here. It's his responsibility. Rabbi Yehuda here argues, Rabbi Yehuda poter, she'al minat ken shelacho, says Rabbi Yehuda, the shopkeeper is exempt from the liability. He does not have to pay in this situation for the oil, for the jug, or for the lost coin, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The buyer sent his son with the intention to pick up the merchandise and bring it back home. By the fact that he's sending money and the jug in the hand of a child, it shows that he's okay with his son transporting the goods back home. That he's okay with him taking the change and bringing it back to him. So therefore, the shopkeeper would not be responsible in the situation. Rabbi Yehuda would agree that the shopkeeper did misuse the barrel or the jug of the man. He's not allowed to use it for his own purposes to measure out oil for other customers, but that does not make him responsible for what happened later on. So we see a machloket between him and Tana Kama of who is responsible. But Tana Kama does agree to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda in a certain case. There's no machloket in a certain case. And that's what we're quoting Hachamim over here. That's Tana Kama. Umodim Hachamim l'Rabbi Yehuda. The Hachamim, the Tana Kama, agrees to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Bizman she'aseluhit b'yad ha'tinok. If the jug was in the hands of the child when he arrived at the store. Umadad henvani letocha. And the shopkeeper measured the oil out for him into the jug right away without using it for anyone else instead. In this case, the shopkeeper would be exempt from the liability of the jug if it broke later on because he did not borrow the jug without permission. So he would still be responsible for the oil and for the coin because he shouldn't have sent it back with the young child. But on the jug itself, we have agreement between the Yehuda and the Hachamim as long as the shopkeeper wasn't negligent and misusing property that wasn't his.